Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, 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 everyone! And welcome to Cultaholic Watch Alongmas. Oh my days, looking at the clock. It's only Christmas Eve. I hope you've left your apologies out for Santa because it's nearly time. We have spent the last week and a bit on the road to Christmas Mania watching some truly awful wrestling. Who be we? Well, today, I be Fake Geordie, radio presenter without portfolio, former Cultaholic heavyweight champion Tom Campbell, and I am with, from the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review, Grandmaster of Dynamite Heady, Matthew Gregg. You are, though!
Oh, thank you. I was being unprofessional until you said that. Yes, until I got to Twin Freaks.
And if you know Dynamite Heady, you know what that's about, and if you don't, that's tough luck, brother.
Yeah, let's just say that they're the Owen of Cultaholic of Dynamite Heady, yeah. And you'll get the idea.
What are we watching today, Matthew?
Oh, well, it being the season, you know, the Great Escape's been on, your nana's fallen asleep during Frozen, what better to spice things up, even better than the pumpkin spice latte, than Halloween Havoc 1998. The, don't call him the ultimate, Warrior versus Hollywood Hogan.
This is a special kind of stinker. So we need to get a third to watch this with us. Because, Math, it's not fair that it's just you and I watching this. I feel like we should share this with somebody, don't you?
I agree. Other people should feel pain.
Let's hit the random guest generator to see who is watching it with us.
Randomly generating guests. Deciphering wrestling bollocks. Now running Spunky Cock Dance. Give Linda my love, it's Adam Pacitti.
Hello. All right, thanks for having me.
Mate. Oh, wow. Look at that. Lovely to see you. Boss turning up on Christmas Eve.
What am I like, eh?
Well, Tom, who did you shag to get the boss of Cultaholic to appear on your podcast?
Me, obviously.
Shag the boss of Cultaholic. That's how it works. Adam, you're here to watch Halloween Havoc with us. You lucky devil.
I can't wait. Well, I'm overjoyed, to say the least, Tom. I can't wait to see this.
Have you watched this particular match before?
You know what? I might have watched it when it first aired because I was a WCW kid, but I certainly haven't watched it since then. I've seen the gif of the flash paper 1,000 times. But no, the match itself, I you know, I know a lot about the match, but it's not one that you would choose to go back and view for fun, is it? Let's face it.
It is today. Matthew, have you seen this one before?
Believe it or not, yes, once or twice. I never knew the issues around it, the match itself, until reviews started coming out about how bad the match was, the issues with the pay-per-view feed, and when WWE themselves put out that Ultimate Warrior slanderous DVD and spent a good 5 minutes trashing this. So I knew I had to watch it.
I mean, you're Prince Botchamania. This is your catnip, isn't it? Surely.
Absolutely. It's going to keep me going until 2021.
We are going to invite you to scratch that itch with us as well. You need to load up the WWE Network. You need to find Halloween Havoc 1998. Scrub to 2 hours, 33 minutes and 30 seconds in. Or you can just click Hollywood Hogan versus Warrior from the Jump 2 section. We will give you a second to do that right now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Adam Pacitti, are you ready for havoc of the Halloween variety?
Ready as I'll ever be, pal.
Pacitti, not Pacitti, Matthew.
No, the other one.
We've said you. Matthew, have you got your flash paper on standby?
Oh, I'm ready with my 40-minute promo. I am ready.
On go, we all press play in 3, 2, 1, go. Look at that, people at a wrestling show. I think I say that every week on these. Just a treat to see people at wrestling.
Oh, I bet they're glad they're here for this.
So what have we seen before this? We've just finished the Sting Brett match and Sting's been taken off with his little beard. Classic goatee Sting, our favourite.
Nash and Hall collided.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Sputnik.
Disco Inferno, I think, was on earlier in the show.
Yeah, he had two matches. It was like the pile of discos, like Hercules' 12 tasks. For some reason, got a mini push here. There'd been some undercard matches that were all right, but you wondered why they were on there, because they decided to make the show longer. Something got lost in translation, and famously, the show didn't air on every pay-per-view, Aaron. The same person who was responsible for the Halloween Havoc 98 snafu would later be the person in charge of NWA TNA's original weekly pay-per-view feeds. And he'll be the person who incorrectly said, oh, we're fine, we're drawing about this much, we're breaking even, until they found out to their horror they were doing about a quarter of that.
Oh.
So he is nothing if not consistent.
Hollywood built NWO Las Vegas. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
In 98, you could put NWO in front of anything and 316 at the end of anything.
Was there a porn parody? Or no? Was the NWA music used in a porn? I seem to remember.
Yes.
Acting like I haven't said it. Just
yes,
okay.
Well.
I heard it was used in Hooters Hotel 9 or something.
Oh!
Like that.
Oh my
that
God.
Chair
wait.
Shot.
That poor chair. Have you seen Horace Hogan's head? That chair'd never work again. He makes Albert look like Beetlejuice.
When you say you're a WCW kid, Adam, how did you discover WCW in the first place?
Dad refused to watch WWF.
Oh,
yeah, we used to watch it. Was on Bravo, am I right in saying it was on Bravo? And I used to try every single week to watch it. Jesus
oh
Christ,
my God. Oh, holy Christ.
Zoom, yeah, zoom in on D, cut out A. Jesus Christ.
That ages really well.
I'm surprised they've not cut that from the network, you know.
That's, no, if it's making WCW look bad, they keep it on.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so we would watch it, and I would try and stay up for it, but I would inevitably fall asleep, and Dad would carry me up to bed every single week.
Were you the same size as a dog?
Here we go.
This is the boy.
So to have people up to speed, it's nice that we're getting this, if Tom's done it right, after Fall Brawl 98, where... That this was the build-up to this, where Warrior showed up, smoked the arena, Hogan attacked
with his cap on.
He got smoked again, and then he injured himself in two places, escaping the cage.
He did, didn't he? That was the first watch-along that we did on the 14th of December. So this is nice that the day before Christmas, we revisit the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, he's had time to recuperate.
Because it says Christmas, like Halloween Havoc.
It's great on
he's
the
going
83.
For it.
Go on.
My understanding is that he was paid $1 million, which doesn't sound that much in the grand scheme of things, but he had, if I'm right, three matches for WCW. So a third of a mil for each match. And this was his last one. Well, before Orlando Jordan, of course. Mm-hmm. 10 years later. Another classic.
Yeah, you Bischoff know what? He's not even getting a pop.
Look at the crowd. They don't care.
The crowd go mild.
They do.
They liked Warrior. He got an initial pop when he showed up on Nitro a few weeks before this. And then he talked for, I'll have to go back and check the exact length, but he was only supposed to talk for 10 minutes or 5 minutes, I believe. He talked for apparently either 25 to 30 minutes on a live edition of Nitro, where backstage they're scrambling, like every report on Raw nowadays, where it's like it's being rewritten as we speak. It's like, no, this was literally being rewritten because Warrior talks so often. And after, by the end of it, they're like, all right, okay, we no longer care about you. You rambling, incoherent weirdo.
What were they expecting, in fairness?
It's a fair point to make, Pachidi. I mean, if you book an arsonist, don't be surprised when the arena burns down.
Hogan was desperate for this match, though. That's why he's here. Because Hogan's like, oh, I need to get my win back over Warrior.
People say that, and now Bischoff's being quite defiant, going, why would he... Hogan is more interested in making money. He believed that, well, Warrior drew in the past, let's book him again and everything will be all right. I can kind of see where they're going with that. The theory that Meltzer and other people have said is like, Hogan is that insecure. He's like, I need my victory.
It's on brand, though, if that is the case.
I forgot we were for Goldaholic. Yes, that's right. That's exactly why Hogan wanted this. Sometimes he was up at night, like, drinking himself, and he's in a shower that's set to cold, going, I need my win, my brother. Look, tell Yoko I'll give him $300,000. All I need to do is walk in the ring and lie down, I'll pin him.
Did he just give his feather boa to a kid in the crowd? Was that a shtick that he did?
Yeah, and... Well, Bret Hart was a baddie at this point, so I couldn't get the shades.
Stalling already.
They're knackered already. He's knackered already.
Yeah, he's gassed.
There's
a lot of, like, One Warrior Nation stuff in the crowd. And a warrior here is billed from the One Warrior Nation rather than from parts unknown. Was that his... That was his brand at the time, right? That's what he's trying to push.
Yeah, he kidnapped the disciple, BK, and was like, he is now part of the One Warrior Nation. And we're like, all right, we know it's NWO backwards. Two men does not make a stable. And... Wait a minute, One Warrior Nation. There's one of you. You're just mental.
Oh, boy. Ring the bell.
Wait a minute, if we put the volume up, we can actually hear what Warrior sounds like now. It's
He's revving.
Yeah. He's nearly there, folks. Come on, let's keep on going.
But it's sad the crowd are so quiet.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's not. But no, it's just like, you really wanted it to feel... Because you can tell they really wanted this to feel special. And
it
just...
was indeed special, Tom. I'll give you that. I mean, we had Warrior in the Mirror.
I'm a lot of starting smoke. With the Warrior in the Mirror. Oh, yeah.
And he's already gone on the mic and
his
said...
career in WCW.
Oh, yeah, with a trap door.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so the crowd are giving this the appropriate response, I believe.
He already went on the mic and did what? Sorry, Pachisi.
He went on the mic and basically just went, well, the match has already happened. And like, Bischoff losing his mind.
Yeah, don't go out there and say that you've already beaten Hogan and don't call yourself Ultimate. It goes, I beat you at WrestleMania and I was Ultimate. Like, fantastic, mate. Cheers. That's
He's one of those that you just can't trust with a live mic, the little scamp.
Yeah. I like that he said he was scheduled to deal with the stuff, but then he would say, well, what more do you want me to do? And I think at that point, Bischoff was like, look, just stay home. We'll pay you not to show up.
Here is a bag of money. We'll leave it outside your door so you can't open the door.
Yeah, we'll barricade you in like the Edgar Allan Poe novel.
A bit more stalling, obviously.
WCW always looked really greasy. Like watching it, like it sounds like a weird thing to say, but like compared to like WWF, it always looked quite clean. Like from the crowd to the arrangement to the aesthetic, it always just looked greasy.
And like one thing I really glossy, miss, but I kind of know what you mean.
WCW was so great for it, and it's not a good thing because they shouldn't throw stuff in the ring. But I loved the stuff being thrown in the ring. Every single segment, I thought it was class. When a heel's out there and they're getting showered. NWO no selling like a cup of beer to the face.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
They should have thrown cocaine in the ring.
Well, it's a beautiful moment that you did during your time at WCPW, getting showered with glow sticks.
Right. Yeah. It just looks cool, doesn't it? And maybe every segment was a bit, oh God, test of strength time. So, obviously.
Pacini, what do you think this match would have been like if they'd had the original Warrior, not Kerry Von Erich wrestling?
Mate, this is the third Ultimate Warrior. Don't you know? Don't read the dirt sheets. They're lies.
Oh, sorry. This is the penultimate Warrior.
Read.
And what a better time to be watching this than the passing of Pat Patterson? And people have said many of his accomplishments, the rumble. I know. Give me a second, Tom.
Okay.
The accomplishments he gave, the rumble, the push of Bret Hart, Rock as a singles, everything else, and famously put together Warrior versus Hogan, which is still an amazing match for many people. And I think when it's these things, you don't really appreciate how good Patterson is until you see these guys minus Pat Patterson.
Who do you reckon put this one together? Is that known? I assume these two.
I think Hogan put this together.
Yeah. Just notice Warrior's
we'll call
got
it
a little,
in the ring, brother.
He's got a little tattoo on his wrist. I've never seen that before. Do you see that? He's got a solar system or something under his tape there. Look at that.
Oh.
News to me.
It's a script for the match.
It just says rest hold, power up, rest hold.
That's it. Hogan's like, all right, brother, what you want to do? And what he thinks Warrior's going to call a spot. Instead, he just whispers here, the power of the destructivity unleashes in the Warrior and everyone. All right, cool. I'll give you an arm drag.
This is one of the more homoerotic spots in wrestling, isn't it? The old.
Yeah, they're trying to recreate the famous. The BJ gif from before, aren't they?
No, this time I blow you.
They have to be very self-aware to do that. You'd hope. Hogan fears. Oh, I should read that sign in the crowd. Then Hogan fears something. fears this match without Patterson's guidance.
The Howery Yars are not a clue.
Yeah, look, 98 people just bring signs about their mate.
Oh. So is that somebody that they might have known on Lycos, potentially?
Yeah. NWO Shildon.
Matt, please tell me you're in NWO Shildon.
How dare you, mate? I'm a Wolfpack Bishop Auckland man.
Don't turn your back on the Bish Pack. You might wind up in Monaco's.
Oh, showing off. Well, this has been a test of strength, not just for the rest of us, but for the crowd as well, folks. You think in the back, they're like, we'll do it, and the crowd will all at the same time go, oh, I remember WrestleMania 6, yay! Instead, they're just like, can't wait for Goldberg versus DDP, like.
But there's your catch-22, because you're telling them don't mention WrestleMania 6, but then you're leaning so much this match on, oh, do you remember WrestleMania 6?
Mm-hmm. Don't mention WrestleMania 6. I mentioned it once or twice, but I think I got away with it.
When did Hogan have a full head of hair? There's a question I'm asking my fellow wrestling journalists. Because I think even when he was like 20...
Look at the pose! It's all penis. He's over the top. Stall a bit more. Bother the crowd, Hogan.
Hogan, mate, you're nailing this. You've got him in the palm of your hand.
I'd like to know last time Hogan had a full head of hair.
I don't know if he ever has. I think he's always just had like the egg surrounded by the shower curtain look.
The Jean-Luc Picard.
The Jean-Luc Picard.
I mean, he looked 50 when he was 30. And like his peak, he always looked like an old bloke. But he looked cool. How could a man that looks like that look cool? But he managed it.
Nailed it.
Oh,
it's a fight now.
Oh. There's that deafening noise when Warrior counted Hogan.
Were we okay, Matthew, when you were go back to WrestleMania 6, were you a Hogan kid or a Warrior kid?
Oh, I loved the Warrior.
Yeah?
I mean, I liked Hogan, but I think I watched more stuff with Warrior from that era than I did Hogan. It was always Hogan losing, like losing to Undertaker or losing Rumble 92 or something. So I saw Warrior and he was like, I'm gonna take a gun, so. Oh.
Oh God, ref bump already. We're 6 minutes in, if that.
That felt like a 2K20 glitch more than a spot in a wrestling match.
Hogan with the All Japan Pro Wrestling knee to the referee. Like, for some reason, he's wrestling like 80s style with Warrior and then suddenly shoots on whichever referee that is. Can't quite tell.
He's calling people out.
Get all the lads down. All the lads on the Art Royal. Let's get them all down. They're all jumping up now.
All the lads from Benidorm.
All people.
Oh, okay. Hey. Bringing out the big boys first.
Him jogging
towards I wonder what's going to happen here. I can't even imagine. Don't. Oh, my God. Who'd have thunk it? Who'd have thunk it? Over the top rope.
Humanity.
Beautiful by Paul. Well done.
It's the one thing that he didn't want to happen.
Right, Stevie Ray's down. Oh, Vincent.
Virgil!
Where's my $10?
Send it out the big guns.
Imagine that. It's a giant and then Stevie and Vincent.
Giant was plan A. Stevie and Vincent were plan B. Like, if Giant fails, right, Stevie, Virgil, you're good to go.
Wait. How did the Giant outrun Stevie Ray and Vincent?
He was on one of those carts. He was on the golf ramble.
Oh, I forgot about that. Bloody hell. These two need those carts for in the ring.
It's a wrestling move. We've seen a wrestling move.
Back body drop. That's it.
They should have done the double pin. Oh my God, he kicked out.
How can the ref even see the shoulders? I'm just saying.
Oh, was that supposed to be dramatic?
I think it was meant to be the Hogan backdrop that approximately everybody's kicked out of.
And the crowd sits down.
What was the point in that ramp running?
They're looking up the ramp. They want anyone else out here right now.
What was the point in that running? It's just gone back to where it was before. You might as well have not bothered.
Still going with a willy. Still going. There it is, lads.
Crowd applauding. Hogan blatantly cheating with his weightlifting belt. Yeah, get him, people are saying.
He whipped his leg. Was that meant to be another bump? I don't know.
Nobody made it out of this match alive.
What's Nick Patrick doing now? Pulling the hair.
Is Nick Patrick? Oh, looks haggard.
Nick Patrick is doing that thing that parents do. You've got till 3, 1, 2, 2.5. 2¾.
Yeah, Nick Patrick went back to being a good ref. So he did that spot with Hogan a few times before earlier, but now it's like, no one cares. It's like, oh yeah, I remember when Nick Patrick's in NWO. WrestleMania 6.
It's like they're just hitting shuffle on spots for the match. Like they've just
got. Oh, you missed it. And go for it again. Oh!
That close.
Oh!
Yes! The log roll!
Takes him out like Sonic the Hedgehog. Rolling into a ball and just takes him out.
Hogan loses all his rings.
Splash! He's dirty! Here we go!
Mind games here.
What a sell as well.
Mind games.
Point your head, smart like wrestler. They've both missed each other's finisher. What next could happen at Halloween Havoc?
I feel like this match has been stitched together in the wrong order. Like, everything's out of place. We've had, like, the run-in, yeah. The ref bump, and now, like, some random punches. Finisher of
Oh, God.
Christ!
Again.
They dropped all their notes. Oh.
Belt again?
Oh. Mm. More penis
action. Oh, thank you. Turn around so I can take that off. Yeah, papaya.
One bloke's into it. No, he's sat down. He's back down. Don't worry. False alarm.
He's sim one. That's enough for him.
It's like, no, we like it when you get whipped.
Pull his hair,
like,
Nick.
No, sell
Pull
him.
Pull his hair. No.
Nick's very cash about what's going on.
Nick's like, that's not very Ultimate Warrior of you.
None of this match is very Ultimate Warrior.
Here we go. Oh, he's going into the tights. What's he got there?
Oh, yes.
It's a jiffy bag.
Oh, good. It's my travel bag for when I leave for the Nitro the next night. Oh, I've got my toothpaste. I've got my shower gel.
He just robbed the hotel bar before he left.
Oh, there we go.
Fantastic.
What a moment in wrestling.
Commentary really tried. Heenan especially is great. He was going to burn that man. Yeah, he didn't. He very much
That's
didn't.
Where a commentator is like, JR would have just sandbagged that.
Well, like Brandon Cutler.
And Math would have gone, Math, sorry. I think if this was North, I think at this point you'd have gone, oh, you fucked that up.
Some things you can cover for, Tom. Some things just like, all right, you know what?
Fair play to Heenan.
I saw it, let's move on.
Heenan tried. Brave effort by Heenan to try and make it somewhat storyline based.
It's gone up tight. Double axe handle clothesline thing and another, oh, yeah. I guess. Is in this
event,
one going to hit?
In the event the flash paper not working, two double axe handles.
A single club off the top, not even a whole axe handle.
Why is he bleeding?
Because he hit him with the rolled up weightlifting belt.
To the back!
Oh, dear.
Low blowski.
Huge clothesline.
God almighty! This is something else.
He's dropping it. He's got it. Ring the bell.
The Hoganator. Crowd looking to see who's going to run out. Now he's hit the leg drop.
Oh. Anyone? Oh, here comes Horace.
Oh, thank God. I was going to be upset if there's something disappointing running down.
I think they just glitched, didn't they?
Oh, it's kicking in. It's big, kicking in, lads.
He's warrioring up.
Yeah. The ultimate ecky.
So many clotheslines. Just all over the shop. One more. Come on. Splash.
Bischoff is out there to make sure that Warrior doesn't run out of his time.
Hey, you did such a good job. I thought I'd distract you with a bulldog. It's Horace Hogan. Hogan turned on. No. Oh, fantastic. It what was a setup. Well.
It was a setup all along.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
What a night. Bischoff is delighted with himself. Yes, mate, you put that on. Well done.
You know, there are people who say that this match doesn't deserve its negative reception. It's just that one bit with the fire paper.
Who says that? Hogan?
Wrong people. The Amish. People have no ability to watch this.
See you, Nick.
Unceremoniously, off camera, hoid out the ring. Thanks for coming.
Oh, my plot device of a relative. How are you?
Oh, they're friends.
Blood's thicker than water. There you go.
That's what I was hoping for from Hogan Warrior, a Horace reunion. Yeah. That's what I was hoping for.
They don't even care enough to throw in some rubbish, do they?
They're keeping their rubbish for something special. Oh, now he's got a light on fire. I forgot about this. There you go. They've got a light on fire. And I'm going to shout, free Tibet. Oh, Doug Dillinger.
God, that's
a paycheck and some guy with a bum bag.
Go on, do it. Just do it.
Yeah, Bischoff said, you might as well.
You got another match on your show yet? I think of the clean up.
DDP and Goldberg went at it with a burning warrior in the middle of the ring.
The old Burning Warrior Festival. Well, there you go.
Wow.
What a night. What a night that was. Hey, what better way to spend Christmas Eve than with your friends and Hogan and Warrior from Halloween Havoc.
Yeah,
and Horace. And Horace,
heaven forfend. I forget about Oroz. And Doug Dillinger, by the way.
Don't worry, lads. You can't go out and see your friends and family. The pubs aren't open, but you got to watch Hogan versus Warrior 2 with us.
Math, did you have a lovely time?
I always have a lovely time with you guys.
Adam, did you enjoy yourself today?
No.
Excellent. Tomorrow's Christmas Day. What can people get on the Twitch channel, Adam?
On the Twitch channel, I'm live streaming 3 p.m. tomorrow. That's GMT for a wonderful Christmas Twitch stream. And there's some great fun stuff going up on YouTube as well.
Amazing stuff. Thank you very much for joining us today to watch some utter nonsense on Christmas
Eve. Pleasure was all mine, mate.
Absolutely. And if you skip ahead to 3 hours, 13 seconds in. Just saying, for Christmas Day, never mind what we're doing, just skip ahead to this pay-per-view if you've got to load up on the network. Skip ahead 3:13 to 3:15, whatever, to see the Diamond Cutter countering the Jackhammer, did. Because it's the greatest thing WCW ever did. Sorry.
Well, that is some extracurricular activity for you to do today. And until we next speak, he is at Matthew Gregg on Twitter. He is at Adam Pacitti on Twitter. I am at Tom Campbell on Twitter. Together, we are at Cultaholic on Twitter. One more. Join us tomorrow for that one. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.